In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson denies lying to the Queen to suspend Parliament. At least 10 people killed in the stampede in Mozambique. And in cricket, Mitch Marsh dominates on day one of the fifth Ashes test for Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson denies lying to Queen Elizabeth II when advising her to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks. The question comes after Scotland's High Court ruled the Parliament's prorogue an unlawful attempt to avoid democratic scrutiny. Mr. Johnson is denying all claims and says he brought in the Queen's speech because Britain needs to plan its domestic policies.
We've been going on in this Parliament now for longer than any time since the Civil War. We need a Queen's speech. We need to get on with things. And Parliament will have time, both before and after that crucial summit on October 17th, 18th, to talk about the Brexit deal. I'm very hopeful that we will get a deal, as I say, at that crucial summit.
Parliament is suspended until the 14th of October, with Britain scheduled to leave the EU on the 31st. At least 10 people have been killed in a stampede at an election rally in Mozambique, with 85 others injured. The stampede broke out while President Philippe Nyusi addressed the crowds in a stadium in the northeastern city of Nampula. The cause of the stampede remains unknown, although the country's atmosphere has been tense in the run-up to the October 15th elections. Mozambique police have ordered an inquiry with concerns violence is escalating. Three Iranian asylum seeker families may be eligible for compensation after a report found that sending them to Nauru breached their human rights. The Australian Human Rights Commission ran an inquiry into the three families' complaints, all of whom had children under 6 years old when they were sent to Nauru. Richard Lanchester SC's report ruled the island detention centre conditions were not safe for families, particularly with young children. He says the vinyl marquees families were sent to live in put them at risk of serious disease, including dengue fever. The report recommends the Commonwealth pay all families an amount to compensate for the loss and damage they suffered. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has denied a report that his country has been spying on the United States. A report in the US news site Politico claims three former senior US officials believe Israel was behind the planting of surveillance devices found near the White House. Mr. Netanyahu, who is just days away from a general election in Israel, says the report is a blatant lie. The devices are called mobile subscriber identity catchers, or stingrays, and they act like mobile phone towers. They trick mobile phones into sending their location, identity information, call contents, and data usage. Politico claims a former senior intelligence officer believes the Israelis were responsible. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will travel to Christchurch to announce a new portion of gun legislation today. The announcement will include additional funding for mental health care and comes just days before the six-month anniversary of the Christchurch terrorist shootings. On the 15th of March, 51 Muslims were killed and dozens injured when a lone gunman attacked two Christchurch mosques during Friday prayers. The shooting prompted New Zealand's government to tighten gun laws, with a buyback process for newly prohibited firearms underway until December. A multilingual road safety app is being launched in Adelaide today to help motorists better understand Australian road rules. The Australian Migrant Resource Centre says often drivers from overseas don't take professional lessons and are therefore at risk of road collisions. Chief Executive Eugenia Soulis says the app has been adapted from an Indigenous language resource into a learning tool for Arabic, Spanish, Dari, Vietnamese and Mandarin speakers.
It can go out to the communities and service providers can use it as a tool to actually better inform and update their client groups. So I think it has a lot of impact and can be used quite effectively biodiversity.
In cricket, all-rounder Mitch Marsh has dominated on day one of the fifth Ashes test for Australia. England reached 8 for 271 at stumps, while Marsh suffered a cramp after his strong bowling performance, taking 4 wickets for 35. Marsh says it has been a long series, but he was working away, waiting for his opportunity. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 26. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 19. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, a few showers developing and 14. Canberra, early frost and sunny, 21. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, much the same, 21. Brisbane, sunny and 30. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.